Johnny Appleseed Heads to the West. Retold by Rana Odkin Backer. Illustrated by Tad Butler. Johnny Appleseed Heads to the West. Johnny Appleseed had the strongest legs and feet any man ever had. He was like a flying jackrabbit. He never wore shoes, but he could jump over the wildest river in one giant leap. Johnny was born around the time of the American Revolution, and he grew up in Massachusetts. He loved sitting under the trees and eating apples. One day, he heard people talk of moving out west to live. He knew they would need apples when they got there. Johnny gathered apple seeds and headed out to the west of the settlers. Johnny was a scrawny man. His arms and legs were as thin as tree branches, but his strong iron bars. Johnny wore an old sackcloth for a shirt with holes to cut for the heads and arms. He always carried his shovel and a bag of apple seeds that never seemed to run out. He was quite a sight. He even wore a cooking pot on his head. In those days, the West was a wild country. There were no buildings or roads, only forests, wild animals, and native people. Johnny loved nature more than just about anybody. He loved to walk from sun up to sundown. He whistled wherever he went. Birds often followed Johnny to hear him make music. Johnny understood everything the birds said and talked right back to them with his whistles. Johnny's legs carried him lightning fast from one clearing to the next. Whenever Johnny came to a clearing, he stopped to dig a hole and put an apple seed into it. Then he'd push the pile of dirt back into the hole with his bare feet. After planting the seeds all day, Johnny would sleep under the stars. Apple trees as tall as Johnny would grow faster than weeds in the clearings. Johnny would smile as big as a pumpkin before racing to the new place. Every morning, Johnny took the pot off his head and turned it right side up and placed it under the tree. When Johnny came back in the evening, the pot was always full of delicious fruits or vegetables. Sometimes it was sweet potatoes, and other times corn, nuts, or berries. Johnny was always happy to find those foods in his pot because he never ate a meal of any kind. He loved all animals and didn't want them to be harmed in any way. Some Shawnee natives watched Johnny from behind the rocks and trees as he traveled through their lands. He was different from any white man they had ever seen. He made these strange sounds with his mouth. The braves were also impressed by the love and respect Johnny showed to the thorny plants and dangerous animals. The Shawnee brave tasted some apples from Johnny's trees and wanted more. They made friends with Johnny and sat around the fire with them while they ate applesauce and cornbread that
he had baked as a special treat. After dinner, they danced around the fire late into the night. Johnny could dance longer and higher than even the strongest breeze. One day, Johnny was planting seeds and heard a terrible howl in the woods. The wolf was caught in a steel trap. Johnny spoke softly and gently and patted the top of the wolf's head and opened the trap. From then on, the wolf followed Johnny everywhere. Johnny named him Romer. Romer liked to dig holes for seeds so Johnny could plant the apple trees twice as fast as before. Johnny swiftly planted the trees all over Pennsylvania, Ohio, Indiana, and Illinois. When the settlers finally arrived in their covered wagons, they were surprised to find red apples hanging in every orchard. What a treat in the wilderness. Some settlers held a square dance to celebrate, and Johnny got excited. He danced so high that he didn't come down until the next day. The earth spun completely around Johnny before he landed on the ground at the end of the dance. A young settler boy named Joey was curious about Johnny's cookie pot. Joey wondered how the pot came filled with food each day. One day, Joey hid and waited to see what happened when Johnny left the pot under the tree. Joey waited and waited, and it seemed like hours. Joey waited so long that he got tired and fell asleep. When he woke up, the pot was full of potatoes, strawberries, and walnuts. Joey didn't see anyone, but he found tracks from many kinds of animals around the pot. One time, Johnny grew old and died. Romer the wolf carefully buried Johnny with his bag of apple seeds, shovel, and cooking pot. That night, Romer sat to Johnny's grave and howled long and sad at the golden moon. The birds came to pay their respect as well and sang their very best hymns. Hundreds of animals gathered at the edge of the forest to say goodbye to their fallen friend. And still today, the sweetest apples in the whole country go right in that very spot. The end.